4:47 right now in the afternoon news service. Let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most premier locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Whether you're talking about paints and stains, windows and doors, appliances, tools, they got everything for you there, again, at any of their locations. And our guy Kyle knows what's on all the shelves and in all the aisles, and he's with us now. Kyle, how are you? Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. We're getting a taste of actual winter for a change.
Yeah, it's cold, and there's some snow flurries just kind of billowing about here in Waterbury. And all right, talk to me a little bit about something I'm not that familiar with, and that's kind of like how expensive everything is material-wise. Some of the stuff that we need that you sell, the prices have been fluctuating. You know, lumber and all that was real expensive for a while. Where are we at now with prices?
Yeah, so it's a question that we get several times a day, and actually recently people have been pleasantly surprised. I won't say the bottom has fallen out of the market, but the supply has definitely caught up with the demand. Standard framing and building materials have come down quite a bit, especially if it's like a standard spruce or pressure-treated product, so like a regular 2x4x8 stud for your wall. You know, during the pandemic was anywhere in the $6 to $7 range. They're back down to like $3 a piece, a really popular sheathing material, 7/16 OSB, 4-foot by 8-foot sheets. You know, a lot of guys use those to sheathe the outside of houses, and it's useful for a lot of different projects. In the height of the pandemic, that was like $40, almost $50 a sheet, and it's back down to like $12 or $13. And it's across the board like that, no pun intended. But all your pine and your spruce and pressure treated are a lot more reasonable. Some things are not coming down as fast. Sheetrock, insulation, metal roofing, you know, fasteners, nails, a lot of the nails that the guys use for the pass load, the impulse guns, whether it's air or whether it's fuel, those are still staying up there a little bit. I'm hoping that they start trickling down by spring, but if anybody has any little projects they want to do now, now would be the time to get it, and I'm hoping that the prices hold until spring.
I think we're all hoping that as well. And you know, like a lot of things always going on at the shop. I mentioned last week that people might be wanting to use those holiday gift cards, and you've always got some not only great smaller things, but if somebody got a hefty gift card, you got a lot of things that have been on sale recently, and the prices have been very, very good.
Yeah, we have seen those gift cards trickling in. I probably process one or two of them a day. People have been kind of gravitating towards some of the power tool deals that we have. We bought in pretty heavy for the holidays on some of the promotions from DeWalt and Makita. Those are still available in all of our stores. I know the St. Albans location, we've been doing really well. We've got a 4-piece DeWalt cordless set, drill impact flashlight, and a reciprocating saw. Normally those are $399. They're down to $299, and I think I only have one left on the shelf. But there are quite a few end caps stacked full of tool deals and little small do-it-yourself projects. You know, there's tool bits, different tools, tape measures, squares, framing squares, all kinds of stuff that's on sale, and it's been really popular with people with the gift cards.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff at Swanton Lumber, sticksandstuff.com. That's sticksandstuff.com. Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, and St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. Kyle, man, we appreciate it. We will talk again in 7 days.
Okay, throw another log on the fire, everybody.
Absolutely will do.